This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Locked up in the Tower of London.
I love history, especially when I have a chance to look around dark, damp old dungeons and check out gruesome stuff like torture chambers and... Well, you get the idea. So here I am at the Tower of London. My uncle's a beef eater, one of the special yeoman warders. He's always telling me about the famous prisoners at the Tower, so I've come on a tour to check the place out for myself. This place has changed loads over the years, but it's still standing strong. My uncle told me that in the Second World War, they took down the metal railings to help build tanks and planes, and the yeomen had gas masks to go with their uniform. And like a lot of London, the tower itself was damaged in the bombing. So, we're on a tour, but I've taken a bit of a detour, if you like. This place might be older than Dumbledore's dressing gown, but there were prisoners here less than 100 years ago. My uncle said there's a letter here, written by a real Nazi war criminal who was locked up here in the tower during the war. It's somewhere in the warder's quarters. Shh! There it is! It's in a frame on the wall. If I reach, I can't quite make out what it says. It's quite scribbled. I can almost touch it. Where am I?
Here we are, Herr Hess.
Herr Hess. Right. Rudolf Hess. He's the man who wrote that letter. The Nazi war criminal himself. What's he doing here? And why does he look so rough? He's limping.
I expect you're used to more luxury in Germany, thanks to your friend Hitler. Second in command to the Führer, huh? You must have lived the life of Riley.
He'll have me shot on sight now. I fear friendship is not a word he would use.
Yeah, traitor might be more appropriate. Well, no banquets here at the people's expense.
Banquets? I live a simple life. I eat no meat and care little for the trappings of finery.
Simple? Yeah, right. Men like him didn't mind sending thousands to die in those horrible concentration camps. It's weird to think that people in this time don't know about all the awful things that were happening in those camps. I wish I could tell them, but it seems like I'm the ghost here. They can't see or hear me.
I must see the doctor. I feel quite unwell. Something will settle my nerves.
Easy. All right, Herr Hess. You sit yourself down. I'll send for him shortly.
Thank you. I only seek to make peace with the British. Germany cannot fight on two fronts, England and Europe. We guarantee England her empire, and we will take Europe.
Here to make peace? Pull the other one. It's got bells on. Whatever you're up to, it won't be for the good. Our ears have only just stopped ringing from the Blitz. Tens of thousands killed. One of our yeomen perished right here. London's been battered by you and your lot.
And 10 times as many killed in your raids on our cities.
Look, you're only here because your plane crash-landed up in Scotland, and it's dumb luck you only hurt your foot. Our boys had you on the run, and no mistake.
I came secretly, nothing more. I was to meet the Duke of Hamilton. I'd send letters to broker an agreement to cease our war.
Yeah, you said, but I'm told he never received your letters.
Then your government must have intercepted them.
Perhaps you're just a coward. Like you say, you know you lot are losing the war. Well, you can stay here at His Majesty's pleasure until they work out what to do with you. Good night, or should I say, Guten Nacht.
It must have taken the British by surprise to have Rudolf Hess turn up like that in our country. The warder says he was close to Hitler, so I suppose they couldn't just put him in any old prison. There'd have been a riot. This place is secure, even though it's so old. Perfect for keeping people like Hess in one place. Until they'd work out what to do next. And I'm back. I'd better catch up with the tour. My uncle told me he reckons Hess got off lightly. Another captured German, who was a spy, was actually executed here not long after Rudolf left for a German prison. Anyway, I better leave before they notice I've gone. Catch you later!
Locked up in the Tower of London with support from Historic Royal Palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/tower.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.